This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's coalition leads with a majority of seats after early vote counts, but Modi's BJP and allies are facing a stronger opposition than expected. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Drummers entertain Congress supporters while waiting for results. President Mallikarjun Mukherjee told a news conference in New Delhi that because no party had a clear majority, the mandate was against Modi. And Rahul Gandhi said the results showed India does not want Modi, adding, "People's clear message to the PM and Home Minister Amit Shah is that we don't want you to run the country." Gandhi added, "The poorest of this country have defended the constitution of India." Meanwhile, elsewhere in New Delhi, BJP supporters rallied. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appeared to play down a suggestion he made in an interview with Time magazine that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was dragging out the Gaza war for political reasons. Quote, "There's every reason for people to draw that conclusion," Biden replied in the interview, which was published on Tuesday. But later in the day at the White House, the 81-year-old appeared to back away from the claim. Quote, "I don't think so. He's trying to work out this serious problem he has," Biden told reporters when asked if Netanyahu was playing politics. The U.S. leader admitted, however, in the interview to wider tensions with Netanyahu, saying they had a major disagreement over the post-conflict future of Gaza. The Slovenian parliament approved the recognition of an independent Palestinian state with a majority vote on Tuesday, following the steps of Spain, Ireland, and Norway. Of the 27 members of the European Union, Sweden, Cyprus, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and others.